Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is an A segment, the latest news of the week, most of which isn't COVID. I try and exclude that. And what it means to you. Today, we are, of course, sponsored by, and I almost went to the news before I told you about our sponsor, is Persona Nutrition. Can you imagine that you can get supplements personalized just to you, vitamins, minerals, and supplements personalized to your needs and your diet? Yes, you only have to take the free assessment at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. The stories for today, what you need to know about elimination diets. Experts have told Americans to consume less sugar, alcohol, but the new dietary guidelines don't reflect that. Why? The six most underrated veggies and how to enjoy them? Well, that's the favorite of mine. That's the Odd Omegas story of the week. Primary aldosteronism testing is rare in treatment-resistant hypertension. Well, that's the Roizen rule for younger you, number one. Get your blood pressure under 125 and under 85. The next story is early life antibiotic exposure is linked to respiratory complications, not just in childhood, but throughout your life. Got heartburn? There are a bunch of do-it-your-home remedies, 15 of them to be specific. We'll go over those. And we're also going to go over a couple of other stories. For example, can I get cancer from eating red meat? Let's go through these quickly, and I'm going to try and do as quick, since people have said they like a 10 to 20 minute podcast much more than a 20 to 30 minute. We're going to try and do a 10 to 15 minute. What you should know about elimination diets: they may promise to cure the bloat, brain fog, breakouts, but they actually live up to the hype? Well, let's talk about it. Before you try an elimination diet, it's important to know what they do and don't do. So let's go through them in a little detail. What do they do? Well, what they are is they remove specific foods or food groups from your diet in order to determine the source of food intolerances. They can be pretty useful when you understand that 15 to 20% of the entire population deals with food intolerances. But what they do is they're designed for people with food allergies that require long-term adherence, where elimination diets are meant to be temporary. You eliminate everything, and then you add one thing back at a time. So the goal of elimination, get rid of the problem, add things back, and over a reintroduction period after 3 to 6 weeks with essentially a very white rice-oriented diet, then as you add things back, you can individualize and personalize. And do they work? They're great for people with food intolerances, especially if you don't know what that food intolerance is due to. Six most underrated veggies: Brussels sprouts. You should grill them, or if you will, roast them. Watercress, put it in your salad. Artichokes, they're great. You know, in the What to Eat When cookbook, there's a wonderful bean and chive dip that has artichokes as one of its bases. It's great. Cauliflower, you shouldn't be fooled by its pale color. It has it's very rich in glycosinolates, which help you prevent cancer. Broccoli rabe, well, everyone knows about broccoli, but broccoli rabe is really a cross And like other cruciferous vegetables, it's rich in glycosinolates, but it's also got a ton of calcium, zinc, vitamin A, C, and K. So it's wonderful. And cucumber, it's not as nutritious as the others, but it's really low in calories, 16 calories per gram. And it is great crunch. Plus, it's got a lot of potassium, phosphorus, copper, and manganese. So those are the great, if you will, veggies, underappreciated six. Experts have told Americans to consume less sugar, alcohol, but the new dietary guidelines don't reflect it. Why? You should ask why. It was done with a lot of industry input. It's been done, whether it's Republican or Democratic administrations, industry has had more say than anyone else in the guidelines. What's the best millennial food? It's probably avocado on whole wheat toast. 15 do-it-yourself recipes for home remedies. Dilute baking soda. Make sure it's very dilute. Low-fat milk. Bananas. Mustard. Pickle juice. Chewing gum. Ginger. Edible essential oils. Ginger and orange. Cup of herbal tea. I don't know how many we've gone through. Low-fat milk, apple cider vinegar, friendly, gut-friendly probiotics, and I think that's most of it, and smaller meals. And what do you want to avoid? Chocolate, citrus fruits, heavy and high-fat foods such as french fries, potato chips, almost all fast food desserts, mint, peppermint, anything carbonated, spicy food, tomato and tomato products. I still love tomatoes and tomato products. Primary Aldo. This is our Roizen rule for a younger you. Number one, get your blood pressure under control. Make sure it's below 125 and below 85. Why? Because blood pressure is one of the most important characteristics in determining your overall cardiovascular outcome. Whether you have a stroke, whether you have kidney disease, and whether you have dementia. So get your blood pressure under control. If it isn't under control and you're on meds and you're taking them reasonably, get the meds changed. And you might ask your doc, have you checked for primary aldosteronism? Only occurs in 1% of hypertensives, but less than 10% get tested for it, even if they've got treatment-resistant hypertension in this study. So get tested for it. Can you get cancer from eating red meat? Yeah, especially processed red meat. Red meat includes beef, veal, pork, lamb, mutton, horse, and goat. And processed meat is meat like bacon, ham, sausage, and hot dogs that's preserved by smoking, curing, salting, or adding chemical preservatives. Processed red meat is as risky as smoking, according to the World Health Organization. And red meat, more than 4 ounces a week, gets right up there as a carcinogen as well. Early antibiotic usage. This is a scary study. If your child has received or has to receive an antibiotic in the first 2 years of life, it increases the risk of a respiratory condition in childhood, in the rest of childhood, by about someplace in the 20 to 30% range. Two antibiotics, about a 50% range of increase. So those are scary things. Young adults who vape cannabis are more likely to experience bronchitis and wheezing. That is, the new studies that have come out show that vaping and e-cigs are as bad for your health as regular cigarettes, which implies that it's something in the cigarette plus or the heat in your lung that makes it bad. Bariatric surgery patients aren't getting the follow-up. The researchers found in this large study of 3,000-plus bariatric patients who were followed for 5.7 years that, in fact, 45 to 59% did not even have an annual weight management, weight test. If you will, 44 to 60% weren't getting hemoglobin, and anemia is the most common deficiency in this disease. You need to get the right vitamins and minerals. And I didn't mean to say this as a because of our advertiser, but our advertiser, our sponsor, is Persona Nutrition. They have a great program for bariatric patients to be assessed and to get the specific nutrients they need. Bariatric means weight loss surgery. So you can go to mypersona.com and go to the bariatric section, but in any case, you should get followed up. You need follow-up. This is not something, even if you're afraid that you're gaining weight back, doesn't matter. You should get followed up so you don't have a nutritional deficiency from them bypassing part of your intestine and ending up with very serious disease. Longevity is the next disruptor segment. Women with early ovarian aging, meaning they can't get pregnant, may have increased risks for other age-related diseases. This is a double whammy. So when you get a, when you are going for, if you have to go for reproductive help, and you get a shot of follicle-stimulating hormone, and you still have few eggs secreted, that actually is a marker for premature aging, which can not only make it so you don't get pregnant, but even worse than that, you die or develop age-related diseases early. So this was a interesting and provocative study in a little over 1,200 women. And they looked at them compared to a normal ovarian aging group of 16,000 women. This group of roughly 18,000 women were all in for reproductive help. And the ones who had five or fewer eggs on two or more follicle-stimulating tests and no cycles with six or more, that's that 1,200 group that aged prematurely and had a considerable increase in osteoporosis and a considerable increase in other age-related diseases such as macular degeneration. And that, by the way, was the longevity is the next disruptor story and segment of the week. Thanks very much for listening. I know I did talk about Persona Nutrition having a specific bariatric program. That is a program for patients who have undergone bariatric surgery. I should just tell you that Persona is our sponsor, and I serve as chair of their scientific advisory board. They're a wonderful company. If you need and want your vitamins and minerals and supplements personalized to you, you can go to mypersona.com, take the free online assessment, see what you need. You may even find some surprises. Maybe you don't need anything, but whatever, you can find it all, and it's a fun under 5 minute test at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Thanks, Caitlin, for great engineering. And as usual, we'll be back next week. This was 1030A, the news of the week, and what it means to you. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week.